Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 21. So we're old enough to drink now? I guess that would mean a podcast is a year old or equals a year, or maybe we're 21 days old. And I, having no caffeine in my system and am hungry, am thinking that A, I should probably do this at a different time. Our B will sound appropriate for the 21 overindulgence of something. So what the heck, I'm just going to run with it. So I hear a news story on the radio that talked about vending machines and how tipping vending machines. See, I can't talk. This isn't good. Tipping vending machines kills 10 people a year is what the stats on the radio show were saying. And apparently that's stats that are being used by who knows who and where they come from exactly. And I'm thinking that's a lot of people, like 10 people a year dying of that. Like, apparently that is more than sharks. I can't remember the exact number of sharks. I certainly remember hearing it, but I don't think it was above 10 people a year. And so I don't even remember what the radio's point was of bringing this up, but I was thinking how sort of sad that would be to die that way. Like, wow, what a sucky way to go when all you wanted was a Snickers bar. I mean, I understand it. Sometimes you're hungry and you need that. That hangry thing is going on. You're hungry and you want that Snickers bar and you are going to do about anything to get it. And, you know, the vending machine is maybe taking your last quarters. So you can't even just shove another one set of quarters in there to get out the next bar. And then, woohoo, you might have two. So I kind of get it. I get how that can be an intensive, hungry feeling. Not healthy to let yourself get that hungry. And perhaps one should look at one's balanced diet if that's how hungry one is getting. Just to throw some health stuff out there. But yeah, I'm thinking how sucky it is to be this poor person who dies. And then like your family has to explain that to everybody. Oh, how'd he die? That's really sad. I don't mean to laugh at a sad death, but it's kind of funny. I can at least see the funny side of it. I mean, if it happened to somebody I knew, I would probably not be laughing, and it would be sad, and it would be tragic. And we would probably all look for how do we secure vending machines better to walls, right? So I'm not saying it's not sad. I'm saying I can see the funny side in it. But having this tragic end would just be a bummer to, like I said, talk about at the funeral, or just have to keep telling people over and over again. And I'm just thinking that sucks. So people, watch your cravings and don't die via vending machine, because think of your family and whoever has to write your obituary, etc., and your funeral. I mean, it's one of those things where it could be kind of comic relief, depending on how snacky the person was. You know, if this was like a big deal for them, A, we should be concerned for their health first and foremost. But sometimes one needs comic relief at funerals, and you can, again, see the funny side of how things happen. So I'm not trying to make fun of death, just saying. And in doing my little research where I find that potentially these numbers are wrong and that it's more like 2 people a year, and who knows who to believe in? Is it the food that's killing us in the vending machine? How many people are dying a year because of the food from the vending machine? That, I think, would be an interesting question to ask and kind of posed by one of the articles that was talking about the stats and the concern that they were wrong. And there is an actual study about people dying from vending machines, apparently, but they included more than just tipping. It was like if the vending machine was part of the death scene in some way, then it was included. And I didn't go through to understand all of the ways that vending machines could be put into a death scenario, because they weren't really obvious, and one, I was really losing track and not understanding what was going on. But I think even if a person was like at a vending machine and had a heart attack, that they could potentially be considered in these numbers that they were collecting. And then I was looking at Wikipedia, the source of all truth, and I don't know. This was just fascinating. So I'm assuming it is some sort of like not true thing, but if it is a true thing, I'm sorry, and I'm not trying to diss somebody's truth. But it was talking about this guy who died, and I don't remember the guy's name. And then he was roasted to death. And then so apparently in this process, he had a good sense of humor. And that at one point he said, "Hey, turn me over, this side's done," which I kind of thought was funny, and thinking, wow, how strong of a meditator, like body controlling, not feeling pain person does one have to be able to joke in that situation? So again, I don't know if that's like really historical fact, and I realize that it probably isn't, but it's interesting if it is. It also stated at the end that this guy is the patron saint of cooks and comedians, and I really don't know anything about patron saints, but I thought that was a little disturbing. And there you have it. I promise that I will make an effort to not do this on an empty stomach and without a warm cup of tea, coffee, beverage, water next to me. Those seem to be very good and positive things for me to have to get my brain working. So have a wonderful day. Have a great rest of your morning, and we'll see you again soon.